From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says joint efforts needed to overcome air pollution in Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi. President Biden to visit Vietnam next month as Washington seeks closer ties. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has underscored the need for joint effort to overcome air pollution in the Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, Bekasi, Jabodetabek areas. He emphasized on the sidelines of his visit to a public vocational high school in Semarang, Sentral Japan, Wednesday, that the efforts require collaboration from all parties with continued work in the long term. Jokowi said that the government had made efforts to modify the weather and intensified tree planting in office areas to reduce air pollution. The government is reviewing the implementation of work-from-home regulations for state civil servants, intensifying supervision of the operation of steam power plants and conducting emission tests on motorized vehicles. Jokowi also reminded industry players that sanctions would be imposed on industries disobeying gas emission control regulations as it caused a decrease in air quality in the surrounding areas. The policy to develop food security is directed at mitigating the impact of climate change, Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said. She made the remarks during a plenary meeting with the House of Representatives on the agenda for the government's response to the faction's general view of the 2024 state budget bill and financial notes in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to the minister, food security development will be directed at providing access and stabilizing food prices through a number of measures, namely increasing domestic production, protecting farming business, and accelerating the development and rehabilitation of food infrastructure. The minister further said that the government is committed to maintaining food security in the future. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia, Muhajir Effendi, said in Jakarta, Plurilateral Dialogue 2023 is a forum for exchanging good experiences in strengthening a culture of tolerance. It was conveyed at a press conference after opening the Jakarta Plurilateral Dialogue 2023 in Jakarta. On the same occasion, Vice President of the United Nations Human Rights Council, Muhammad Kah, appreciate Indonesia as a country that holds a sense of tolerance so that it can show the world how to live side by side in harmony with various regions and ethnic groups. The Jakarta Plurilateral Dialogue 2023 is organized by the Presidential Staff Office, the Ministry of Religions Affairs, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Jakarta Plurilateral Dialogue 2023 is an international forum which have 5 dialogue sections to explore best practices and lessons learned from various stakeholders around the world in strengthening the implementation of Resolution 16/18 UNHCR. This event is held on August 29 to 31, 2023 at the Borobudur Hotel, Jakarta. Minister of Religious Affairs Yakult Kholil Koumas underlined the importance of strengthening a culture of tolerance in facing the dynamic of the globalization. Without a culture of tolerance, this turmoil and change will easily slip into new human tragedy. The Minister of Religious Affairs conveyed this in his remarks at the opening of the Jakarta Plurilateral Dialogue 2023 at Jakarta Tuesday. He explained, for Indonesia to strengthen a culture of tolerance and maintain an open, pluralistic society, one straight line with the needs and agenda of preserving democracy and guaranteeing human rights. The minister emphasized that mainstreaming the UN Human Rights Council Resolution number 16/18 must be supported. As part of the global community, Indonesia is ready to share good practices in strengthening a culture of tolerance that has developed a lot in socially. This news comes to you over the voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The chairman of Supervisory Board of the Indonesian Financial Service Authority, Mahendra Siregar, said Indonesia's current Islamic economy has an immense potential in the global economy, as he remarked during the second day of the 7th Annual Islamic Finance Conference held online Wednesday morning that was received in Jakarta. He noted halal food and Islamic fashion as the most increasingly prominent industry that are globally ranked second and third, respectively according to the State of Global Islamic Economy 2022 report by Salam Gateway. He also pointed out that the Islamic financial assets domestically accounts for about 1/10 of the entire assets by May this year. To enhance the Islamic financial landscape in Indonesia, as he said, the OJK is currently undertaking a series of strategic measures. The OJK is planned to consolidate the Islamic financial capital, encourage a competitive financial industry, and establish an Islamic Finance Development Committee, among others. The authority also plans to optimize Islamic social funds as a source of financing for small and medium enterprises to accelerate Islamic financial inclusion in the country. United States President Joe Biden will visit Vietnam next month to meet with top officials on issues ranging from technology and the economy to regional stability and climate change, as Washington eyes closer ties in a region where China looms large. According to the White House, Biden will meet with Communist Party General Secretary Nguyen Phu Thong and other top Vietnamese leaders in Hanoi on September 10 before traveling to Alaska to commemorate the anniversary of the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. The Biden administration has sought to strengthen U.S. relations in Asia, and Biden will arrive in Vietnam from India, where he is scheduled to visit from September 7 to 10 and attend a G20 summit. However, he is not attending the ASEAN meetings early next month, instead expressing Vice President Kamala Harris. Diplomats have said it would be a significant disappointment if Biden did go to the 10-nation Association of Southeast Asian Nations summits in Jakarta. Egyptian national carrier Egyptair announced it will operate its first direct flight from Cairo to Fort Sudan starting September the 1st, the Egyptian Civil Aviation Ministry said on Tuesday. The decision comes after Sudanese authorities reopened the airspace in the eastern sector of the country after closing the entire airspace since April 15 after war broke out. Since then, humanitarian and evacuation flights have operated out of Port Sudan Airport on the Red Sea coast. Well, listeners, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is today's commentary on strengthening the culture of tolerance for a more peaceful world. I'm Dalat Mani. The Ministry of Religion and the Office of the Indonesian President's Staff are holding the Jakarta Plurilateral Dialogue 2023. The event, which lasted for 2 days, was officially opened by the Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia, Muhajir Effendi, on Tuesday in Jakarta. The theme race was strengthening the culture of tolerance by mainstreaming the UN Resolution No. 16/18. Muhajir Effendi in his remarks said that a culture of tolerance is necessary to maintain the diversity of socially, and all countries need to work together constructively to build a culture of tolerance. Meanwhile, the Minister of Religion, Yakult Khalil Kumas, emphasized that Indonesia is one of the countries with a very long and intense tolerance experiment. Indonesian national traditions and beliefs encourage citizens to understand, illustrate, and translate differences into facts that can be understood and adapted to social interaction in socially. Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi called on countries in the world to jointly fight religious intolerance. The call was in response to the widespread burning of the Quran in Europe recently. She said it was important for the world community to address this worrying trend before it escalated into something bigger. According to Retno, this trend has the potential to trigger hatred and violence and endanger world peace and stability. Retno Marsudi also encouraged innovative efforts to fight religious intolerance by using technology as a medium to foster mutual understanding and respect, spread the value of tolerance, and mainstream commitments to UN Resolution No. 16/18. The message conveyed in Jakarta Plurilateral Dialogue 2023, of course, are not solely the responsibility of representatives of the 64 embassies of friendly countries and all participants. It is the duty and obligation of all citizens of the world to strengthen a culture of tolerance. Everyone can contribute to preventing acts of intolerance. At least currently, there are more than 5 billion people in the world connected to the internet. It cannot be denied that the internet, which is used unwisely, is one of the triggers for intolerance. Wisely using social media that is connected to the internet network will certainly be able to foster a culture of tolerance for the world community. Getting used to selecting and filtering content or messages through social media must be prioritized. Equally important is realizing that freedom of expression does not mean being free to say anything. Freedom of expression must be balanced with responsibility and ensure that what is conveyed does not violate individual or collective rights. The culture of tolerance must continue to be strengthened to make the world more peaceful. That was commentary from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on August 13, 1999 about East Timor referendum. Since 1976, the territory of East Timor had become the 27th province of Indonesia after being colonized by the Portuguese in the early 16th century. After Indonesia's second president Suharto resigned in 1998, East Timorese demanded independence from Indonesia. The United Nations then made a resolution and pushed Indonesia to make a referendum as a United Nations mandate with the support of Western countries. Finally, on August 13, 1999, East Timorese held a UN-controlled referendum. On September 4, 1999, the results of a referendum were announced in East Timor, namely 79% of the population voted to leave Indonesia. Moving on to August 30 about the International Whale Shark Day commemoration. International Whale Shark Day is celebrated annually on August 30 and has been celebrated since 2008. This day aims to raise awareness about the endangered whale shark and its importance in maintaining the balance of the marine ecosystem. Usually, whale sharks like to swim in shallow waters, but they can also be found in deep water. This is what makes whale sharks easy to catch. In Indonesia, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries has established whale shark or Rincodon typus full protection status. We end today in history with the commemoration of the International Day for Victims of Enforced Disappearances. Since 2011, August 30 has been designated by the United Nations as the International Day of the Victims of Enforced Disappearances. This commemoration is a reminder to the world community that crimes of enforced disappearance have occurred in various countries. In addition, this commemoration aims to draw the attention of the world community to continue to question the fate of those who were forcibly disappeared. Well, that's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
Dari semua yang menimpa, takkan ku biarkan diriku terus terlena dalam ayahku. Ada saat aku tak berdaya hapuskan semua cerita. Ku berharap terlalu banyak sedang dirimu terus berlalu. Hatimu terlalu cepat berubah, sedang diriku terus mengharapkanmu. Mungkinkah terlalu penyesalan di hati, sanjak hanya ungkapan hati tak cukup sudah. Hanya dirimu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Businessmen from the U.S. appreciated the investment policy of Indonesia that has created a more conducive business climate. That was stated by Jonathan Jackson, a U.S. Congress member. In the meeting, Jackson and three U.S. Congress delegates discussed some strategic agenda, among which were the energy investment sector and Indo-Pacific Economic Framework Cooperation. Responding to Jackson, Minister Erlangga said, Indonesian government has encouraged structural reform through the job creation law, which besides conducive investment climate, has encouraged development equality. Erlangga Hartarto explained that the Indonesian government is keenly encouraging foreign investment to enter Indonesia to achieve an investment target of 1,400 trillion rupees in 2023. He added Indonesia is very open for investment cooperation in various economic areas. Until now, the U.S. private sector has a lot of investment in Indonesia, especially in mining, machinery, and pharmaceuticals. Meanwhile, in the discussion about the IPEF, the other U.S. Congress member, Yang Kim, focused on the development and expectation of Indonesia towards regional economic cooperation. Responding to this, Minister Erlangga said Indonesia is actively involved in the negotiation of IPEF economic cooperation. According to Erlangga Hartarto, the IPEF can bridge collaboration between Indonesia and the U.S., mainly in investment for the infrastructure and manufacture of clean energy. In IPEF, they also discuss critical minerals. The Indonesian government hope benefits from the Clean Vehicle Tax Credit under Inflation Reduction Act or IRA in the U.S. Tax credit was given to partner countries that established the free trade agreement with the U.S. As the partner in IPEF, Indonesia hoped to meet the ease requirements in the IRA. Erlangga Hartarto hoped by being part of the U.S. electric vehicle manufacturing ecosystem can accelerate the achievement of net zero emission in Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bogor City in West Java Province, Indonesia, is known as the City of Rain because it has a very high rainfall. Climatologically, Bogor area has a very wet tropical climate in the south and a wet tropical climate in the north, with an average annual rainfall of 2,500 until 500 mm per year. Bogor City consists of 6 districts, which are further divided into 6-8 sub-districts. During the Dutch colonial period, Bogor City was known as Hutan Zorg, which means without anxiety or peace and security. This small city that supports the capital and is located in the south of Jakarta also has various historical artifacts about the area in ancient times. One of them is the Batu Tulis inscription. Batu Tulis inscription is located on Jalan Batu Tulis, Batu Tulis Village, South Bogor District, Bogor City. In this quite beautiful environment, Batu Tulis inscription complex has an area of 17 times 15 meters. It is very easy to visit this inscription complex because it is still in Bogor City. According to research, the position of the Batu Tulis inscription is considered to be on the site of the capital city of Pajajaran and still located in its original location, and eventually becomes the name of the village where the site is located. Stone inscription and other objects from the Kingdom of Sunda are contained in this complex. On the stone, sentences are carved in Old Sundanese with Kawi script. This inscription dates from 1555 Saka, around 1533 AD. This inscription was first discovered by a VOC expedition led by Captain Adolf Winkel on June 25, 1690. However, other literature mentions that it was the Portuguese expedition that discovered it first. According to the source from one of the museum guards, the site of this inscription was once a place used as a podium for coronation of kings in the Pajajaran kingdom. Batu Tulis inscription contains a warning to people who live in the Bogor area to always maintain their surrounding so that they remain beautiful and safe as a place to live. This warning came from Sri Baduga Maharaja Ratu Aji in Pakuan Pajajaran, Sri Sang Ratu Dewata, who ruled the Kingdom of Sunda and built Bogor City during her reign in 1533 AD. According to historians, there are two versions of why the writing was made. First, it is a tribute to King Siliwangi who had died. Secondly, it's the regret of the successor king who lost territory due to losing the war to the Cirebon Sultanate. The stone, which is the medium for writing this script, is an andesite stone with blackish gray color. The shape is tapered upward, with storks reciting Old Sundanese and Old Javanese script. In the slate complex, there is also a museum which is commonly called the Batu Tulis Palace. Inside the complex, you can also find Batu Tapak, a footprint of one of the kings of Pajajaran, and Batu Gigilang, a stone that was used as place for the coronation of kings. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Bye.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is Kota Padang, which means Padang City. So stay tuned. We are going to present to you a conversation entitled Beristirahat di Serambi Masjid. Beristirahat di Serambi Masjid, which means rest in the mosque porch. This conversation happens between Chris George Robinson, a vlogger from Australia, and Sortauli, Chris' friend in the vlog community. They take a rest and admire the architecture of the Great Mosque of West Sumatra. Let's listen to the conversation.
Unik sekali bangunan Masjid Raya Sumatera Barat ini.
Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid?
Boleh, tapi fotokan saya dulu ya.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid? Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid? Which means, what if we rest in the mosque porch? Bagaimana? Bagaimana? Which means how? Kalau? Kalau? Which means if. Kita? Kita? Which means we. Beristirahat? Beristirahat? Which means rest. Serambi? Serambi? Which means porch. Masjid, masjid, which means mosque. Perlu, perlu, which means need. Unik sekali, which means very unique. Bangunan, bangunan, which means building. Masjid Raya Sumatera Barat, Masjid Raya Sumatera Barat, which means the Great Mosque of West Sumatra. Boleh, boleh, which means may. Fotokan, fotokan, which means take a picture. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid? Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid? Which means, what if we rest in the mosque porch? In the sentence, there is a verb, beristirahat, beristirahat, which means rest. It has the same meaning as melakukan aktivitas istirahat, which means take a rest. To state an activity, you can add the prefix ber, like in the word beristirahat, which means rest. For example, berlari, berlari, which means run, and berjalan, berjalan, which means walk. Now let's listen to the other examples of verbs which mean doing activities. Berlari, berlari, which means run. Murid berlari menuju kelas. Murid berlari menuju kelas, which means the students run to the class. Berbisnis, berbisnis, which means do business. Pengusaha itu mulai berbisnis sejak masih muda. Pengusaha itu mulai berbisnis sejak masih muda, which means the businessman has started doing business since he was young. The Great Mosque of West Sumatra in Padang City has received an international award for mosque architecture. The mosque doesn't have a dome, but has a roof typical of the Minangkabau Gadang traditional house. The architecture of the mosque symbolizes a blend of traditional and Sharia values. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Unik sekali bangunan Masjid Raya Sumatera Barat ini.
Bagaimana kalau kita beristirahat di Serambi Masjid?
Boleh, tapi fotokan saya dulu ya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
apa yang terjadi jika ku gagal menemukannya? Lewat radio aku sampaikan kerinduan yang lama terpendam. Terus mencari biar musim berganti, radio cerahkan hidupnya. Jika hingga mati ku tak bisa menemukan hatinya, menemukan hatinya, menemukan hatinya lagi, menemukan hatinya lagi.
Saudara, demikianlah sebuah tembang pilihan. Semoga bisa meredam segala kerinduan.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a song from East Nusa Tenggara entitled Gemu Famire. Gemu Famire was composed by Nyong Franco in 2011. This song was originally composed as a welcome song for guests who come to Maumere, East Nusa Tenggara. Besides being a song, Gemu Famire is also known as a dance like Poco Poco dance from North Sulawesi. Nyong Franco incorporates elements of gong to bring out the local wisdom of culture. The lyrics of the song mention Maumere as a city full of songs. The chorus of the song Gemu Famire also invites the listeners to dance and spin around. Well, listener, let's dance with the song Gemu Famire by Nyong Franco. Enjoy!
Roposari. Yeah.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Esa toba tu por